Toneshel Purim, Huneshel Ne, Maneshel Kriyas Yamas. Everyone knows that Purim and Pesach are placed next to each other. Purim is a different type of miracle than Pesach. Why? What's the difference between Purim and Pesach?
Pesach is longer. There's less alcohol.
But the miracle. Not the holiday. The miracle that happened in Purim.
One was more visible to God and the other wasn't.
Very good. Perfect. Kriyat Yamsuf.
Open miracle.
We see him and try him. The mamash hafichat olam. Mamash changing the world. The nes chutz midarach teva. It's unnatural. The gamri me'ever l'teva. Totally beyond. For Purim, shum devar lo kore. In Purim, nothing happens. It seems like a movie. Achashverosh rotze et Esther. Achashverosh wants Esther. Haman rotze l'arega the Yehudim. Haman wants to kill the Jews. Az Esther dibrayim Achashverosh. Esther speaks with Achashverosh. Achashverosh never said not let Haman. Achashverosh says, okay, we'll kill Haman. It looks like nothing. Achon? Kulam Yehudim sheva Purim ze nes achi gadol ba'olam. But everyone knows that Purim really was the highest miracle of them all. The highest spiritual lights come down on Purim. Greater than any other day. Highest spiritual achievement. So why is that? Why is it that the dafka, the highest spiritual occasion, is in the hidden miracle, not the great miracle? What do you think?
Because the hidden miracle, you have to believe in God more.
Okay. Could be. Yeah, that takes you're involved in it more. That's what he says. Let's see. I want to tell you something very deep. Very, very deep. You go on the street and you see someone speak. Misho tzochek, somebody laugh. Misho ochel, somebody eat. Misho yashen, somebody sleep. Very regular things. Does it touch you? Does it touch you? Haim ze negei alecha lelev, does it touch your heart? Im chas v'shalom ata re'e mashu na'ara b'yom, mashu mo'od yafeh, see something amazing or something scary or something beautiful. Yofi mamash lo yamen, unbelievable beauty. Ze mamash negei alech, that mamash touches you. But watch this. Normally, when you go through your day and you just have a normal thing, it doesn't touch you so much, right? But kashata ohev mishu ma'od, when you love someone very much, the smallest little thing touches you when you really love someone. Sometimes I have the merit to enter into the room of my children, Shlomo says. When I see my children sleeping, it's like Yom Kippur. Gewalt. Wow. Mayesh Lerot, what's there to see? Shatawev Mishu Ma'ob, when you love someone very much, Adavar Achi Katan Nogel Libecha. The smallest thing touches your heart. Gevalt, Nogel Batura Achi Amuka. It touches you in the deepest way. Maduani Lomamash Mitragesh, Mitragesh Kesher, Shemesh Recha Baboga. Why don't I, Mamish, go crazy when the sun rises in the morning? Reason is because we're not feeling connected to Hashem. If we really were in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the smallest little gift that He gave us, if you were a real tzaddik, the smallest little thing, weren't blinded by our physicality, we would go crazy. Say that about the tzaddikim. Chazanish, they say that he would just be super duper happy about the smallest little blessing. So that's Purim. I mean, it seems like it's nothing, but it's really the highest, greatest thing. Purim is the Yom Tov Achron Shal Shana. Purim is the last Yom Tov of the year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is at Chalashalad. Nisan is a. What's Nisan? The end of the year or the end of the year? According to Torah perspective.
According to Torah perspective, it's the
beginning of the year.
Well, Rosh Hashanah kind of, but.
From Chumash perspective, it's Hashem Amar B'Chachodim. Purim is really the end of the year on a biblical level. Ech Avram Avinu Nia Yehudi. How did Avram Avinu become a Jew? Avinu lo ra'a nisim. Avram didn't see miracles. Avinu ra'a at the Shemesh Olah B'Boker. Avram saw the sun rise in the morning. Hu ra'a at the Yerech Olah B'Layla. He saw the moon rise in the evening. Yivalt, Shemashu Nogeelach, when something touches you, Nogeeli Libcha, Lo B'Dergash HaSimcha, it touches you not on the level of Simcha, El B'Dergash HaMamash Tzcho, it's mamash like a joke. Chaim Shecha Tluim B'Zeh, your life is dependent on that. Im Mishu Kokach Karev Alech HaAchata Lo Yochol Lichir B'Ladav, if someone's so close to you that you can't live without him, Ad Ketchata Re'eh Oto Yashem Nevamash Ofecha Neshmach, when you see him sleep, mamash changes, you go crazy.
If my little kids laugh, Shlomo says, Imamish turns them over. If somebody else would do it, it wouldn't touch me. I would say it's nothing. Let's say you show me a picture of Picasso. How much do I really care? How much would it touch me? Really nothing. Because I don't care about art. Right? Do you care about art?
What?
I don't know anything about art. But if I took a stupid little picture that my kid painted that I couldn't even sell for 5 hours, and it has no artistic value. Gurnish. But how much is it worth? But my kid made that. How much does it mean to me?
A lot. How long is that? My answer is a record.
That's Purim.
And what was the moment? How long is a moment?
Purim. We're so connected to God. We don't need him to do a big miracle to feel connected to him. Feel the love so deeply that we automatically feel connected.
153,842.
My Avdel ben Liot Begolus ben Liot. Oh, Shkacha Pratis. What's the difference between being in Golus and being in Eretz Yisrael?
We have this
concept of
getting angry.
God's with you.
And Eretz Yisrael Tadusha, Nitzim Achidolim Chutzart. I want you to know the greatest miracles happen in Chutzart. Eretz Yisrael, Ani Lotzarech Nisim. On Eretz Yisrael, I don't need miracles. Nisim Shemeala Teva, Mibnesha Eretz Yisrael, Nikert Eretz Chaim. I don't need beyond. Miracles, because this is the land of life. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm so connected to my life. When I see the sun rising, I'm mamish going crazy. I'm mamish going nuts. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm mamish. Life goes naturally. Adam choresh zareya. A man plows. Adam choresh at the sadeh. A person plows the fields. What's so amazing about that plowing? Chaverim, ani rotesh tedush mashu ma'od amuk. Ani oev et Paris. I love Paris. Avim lo tedaber al Paris, ani lo chashav al Paris. But if you don't talk about Paris, I'm not thinking of Paris. Lo tzerich ledaber al Yerushalayim kedei shani eskor Yerushalayim. I don't need to think about Yerushalayim to speak about Yerushalayim to think about Yerushalayim. I'm always thinking about Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim is deep inside my heart, connected to it. Shabbos. It says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos Kadosho. And it's Zachor Shabbos Akdosha. I always remember Shabbos. But Yerushalayim, it says, Imeshkechech Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in any Cholishka. I can't forget Yerushalayim because I'm connected to it. Like they said, Rav Kook, he saw a lot of beautiful things, but the trees of Eretz Yisrael touched him. I'll never forget that Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States. But what's the difference between remembering Shabbos and remembering that Abraham Lincoln was the president? What's the difference between those knowledges?
One you have to do every single week. The other one comes, you know, even look at his mention. Depending on who you are, maybe once, twice a year, you really think about Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Shabbat is once every 7 days.
So, first of all, Shabbat comes up more often. But I think it's a different type of memory. Abraham Lincoln's a knowledge, but it doesn't affect you. It doesn't touch your emotions. Shabbat, thinking about it, remembering it, makes you feel differently. When you say Yerushalayim, just saying the word, something happens. You know what happens to me? It's like the miracle of Purim. Nothing. It's not Kriyas Yom Tov. It's not crazy miracles. Nothing. But I'm connected to it. So that's Purim. Purim's like seeing my little kids sleep. Nothing happened, but I feel so connected. It's like something big happened.
Basically, really, really, really short amount of time, okay? So the Gemara says, that's a moment. The ain't called Bria Yechola Lechavin Osaraga, and no creature can precisely compute when the moment occurs. Okay? Right? I mean, no one, meaning in a span of 24 hours.
Amalek, right? When do they come and attack the Jewish people?
No human that can possibly compute when that
whenever they have the chance. Like,
but when historically do they attack the Jewish people?
When we left Egypt,
right before the after the sea split, before we received the Torah. So what does Amalek want to attack? Our connection to
Israel.
Right? Yes, to Israel and to the Torah.
He knew when Hashem got angry for that sort of moment. But the Gemara says, wait a second.
Amalek didn't mind that we saw a great miracle. We were inspired.
How Hashem works.
What bothered Amalek? You're doing mitzvahs. Amalek wants to take away from us our connection to the mitzvahs.
How could he possibly know that? Why happened? My das meant to love. What does it mean that he didn't know the money? Well, because he was right for when he was going.
You know, a lot of parents remember their kids when bad things happen. Then they really, really feel love. But how many parents remember their kids every day? How many kids really? That's a true parent. When they're in love with them, not when the tragedies happen, but every single day. A lot of Jews, when the Six-Day War happened, they remembered Yerushalayim. They gave a lot of money. But what about on a regular day? Are you thinking about Yerushalayim? Are you fighting for Eretz Yisrael? Or is it only when the emergencies happen?
It's when the emergencies happen, unless you're in yeshiva or you're...
So I hope not.
Or you're a regular fire.
I hope not. I hope for us... it's more than
that. Well, if you're a regular chayal, then it's definitely every single day.
I'm almost saying that our ideal should be that we remember Hashem always, not just during the dramatic.
Right. Yeah, if you're in America, it's almost impossible really to remember every single day unless it's really on your mind, which is much harder.
Okay. The Purim, think about it, just every other holiday, Pesach, Sukkot, it's a holiday, right? It doesn't feel normal. Purim, it's a regular day.
No, it's not.
Well, it isn't. It is. It's not.
Purim's the least like normal day.
It's not normal, but in terms of Malacha, you can go on the phone.
Right.
Okay? The idea is to take the regular and make it super holy.
Okay, right? I mean, again, imagine if you knew the exact moment that Hashem was angry, you could use that, right? Okay?
You know, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say God's name, you should shake. Shlomo says, he doesn't think it means you should shake on the outside. It means on the inside, when you say God's name, you should feel an inner trepidation. And Yom Kippur, I'm finishing up, it's miracles, it's everyone standing in front of the Book of Life and shaking After one level.
That he knew how to ascertain the exact moment at which Homeboy would become angry. Okay, and that's what it must be. Right? It must mean that he really knew that the anger part, right? And if Bill cursed him at the exact moment, this curse would be effective.
I'm praying?
And that's him, I thought, would be like, the way that God God, why is it what? That he let somebody curse him at the time that he was angry?
Seems like a regular day.
That's what we that comes out from...
But really... it's special. People run to the Kotel on Yom Kippur. Someone says, you know what, really? The day to go to the Kotel?
Does anybody go on Purim?
People go on Purim. Not special.
Do you go on Purim?
I've gone. I don't always go, but I've gone before.
And there's a bunch of drunk people?
Not in the beginning. Not when you're davening.
Well, like the day, like people just start joking around.
It's a little crazy. Not so, but security guards having fun. It's fun. They're not drinking, but people around them are. In the robot, it's pretty crazy. But what's Shlomo's point? What's the Kotel essentially?
So if I go on Friday, then I see all this happening?
Yeah. Go to the robot. Come visit me.
The problem is, I think I'm moving big terms for Shabbat, so I'm going to have to go Friday morning.
If I ever got angry,
yeah, well,
is there a lot of traffic? Like, do I have to worry about traffic?
If I ever got angry during those times when he was trying to do that,
go early, really early.
But then I gotta come back.
You'll figure it out, you'll get back.
Maybe I'll try to get a place in Jerusalem.
Maybe, I'm sure everyone will be going. A lot of people. But again, why? What does the Kotel have to do with Purim? The Kotel is just, nothing special. But what's the whole idea?
Okay, that's how the Gemara talks.
We take these seemingly regular things, because we have a connection to it, it makes it so special. So to summarize, what Shlomo is asking us to do, the Torah of Purim, this teaching, if you take the regular day-to-day days, right? A regular Tuesday, and just nothing special, and Purim teaches us that too, if we have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it can be very, very special. It's all about our attitude. Like your Shalayim, like the Kotel. Shem bless us. Good Purim! Mamish. With the confidence to make every day a special day. Zot Hashem. The Purim of Yehuda.